So the markets are actually responding sort of positively to the detail that was announced this morning, Microsoft and Yahoo getting together. This is the takeaway. Gentlemen, start your engines, you might say. How's that again? This is actually the sound of a new challenge to internet giant Google in the form of the search engine Bing that's run by Microsoft. But now the company has joined forces with another search engine, Yahoo. Okay, so does this mean, Amy, that the partnership stacks two engines up against Google's one? That doesn't sound like it. We go to Nick Wingfield now for this huge business story. He's a reporter for the Wall Street Journal. Nick, does this deal even potentially scare Google?
Well, we haven't heard from Google yet, but there's no question that it's going to significantly create a much more powerful competitor to Google. The combined market share of these two companies in search, Microsoft and Yahoo, will be about 30% instead of 28% for Yahoo and 8% for Microsoft. So advertisers will have a much more compelling alternative to Google, no question.
Part of the story is the numbers, and you just described them there, the traffic that goes to Microsoft, Yahoo versus the traffic that goes to Google, but there's also a design question with the Bing architecture. Can you explain that?
A design question in terms of how the search engines combine in this deal?
Well, how they work, that basically the approach of Google is very, very different from the approach of Bing, and I'm wondering if there's any indication whether Yahoo plus Bing is going to provide a real alternative other than simply another search engine.
Right. Well, I think what these companies want to do is create a more relevant search engine. So you'll go to Yahoo, you'll see a little powered by Bing icon on there or something like that. But the underlying technology, the companies argue, will become more relevant. The reason it'll become more relevant is it'll have more volume. As you have more volume, more people doing searches, they collect more data about what people are clicking on, particularly the ads, and therefore they argue they'll be able to deliver more relevant ads to you. And so we'll see what it's like in practice, but that's part of the argument here.
Nick, this is Amy Holmes here. Now, these are not necessarily fat days for Google. They've been laying people off. Could this new partnership be a real economic threat to Google?
Well, first of all, it doesn't, it has to clear all sorts of hurdles, regulatory hurdles, mainly. Probably won't happen until next year. I'm not sure that we'll see any kind of, direct response in terms of Google's business, their finances for a while. But, we'll have to see. The thing is that advertisers, I think, do want an alternative to Google out there. And so it's possible they could start shifting some dollars over to these guys. The question is, they combine their market share, they're near 30%, but does it just continue to erode over time? I mean, that's been the story, is that Google has been getting more and more of the search market. So it's not clear that this will stop that, but
right.
We'll see.
And remember when Yahoo was supposedly a media company, 7.1% down in pre-market trading on Yahoo. It seems to me investors suggest there's not much more valuable in Yahoo than the search engine itself, which means it's come down a long way. Nick Wingfield, reporter for the Wall Street Journal, thanks so much for joining us from your old hometown, Seattle.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.